Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Elijah. How may I help you today?
Hey, Elijah. I called earlier today and spoke to a Cassandra, and she could not help me because of her computer problems. Earlier in November, well, back in October, I bought a little ammo pack for $7.95 with free shipping, or $7.99 or 95 was the shipping for a free ammo bag. And somewhere in the fine print that I did not see, what came with that was a membership fee that I was not aware of for shopping. So in the first part of November, I called and canceled it. But they did not refund my, they said that they would not refund the $67.95, whatever it was. And anyway, I canceled my membership. And December 2nd, they charged me again for $6.56 something. And then again, on the 12th, they charged me for $39.99 for some explosive ammo for $39.99. And I canceled my membership, and I don't know why they are charging me for these things that I have never ordered or agreed to. I called my bank PNC to file a dispute. They suggested I call you again to remind you that I canceled my membership.
Okay,
So
I
I
was
don't
able.
know who.
Go ahead.
So I don't know why or who is keep ordering off my card, but this has got to stop.
Okay. Okay, I was able to locate an account through the phone number. I just need a confirmation on the address. Can I get a confirmation of your address, ma'am?
1101 East 8th Street, Lumberton, North Carolina, 28358.
Okay. By chance, do you remember the lady that you talked to when you canceled her account, ma'am?
Right off the top of my head, no, I do not.
Okay. Cause I'm looking through the notes to see if I can find somebody that you talked to. You said it was in November when you called.
Yes, sir. I'm not at my house, so there's no way I can look on my desk area to see who I'm talking or, to look on my paperwork.
Okay. Okay. Okay, let me go on and get a counsel for you since I can't find anything. Okay. So this one for you.
Find anything?
I didn't locate like on any of the notes that you talked to somebody, but I went on ahead and got that counsel for you. And for the $39.99, I'll offer you a 35% refund.
Okay, thank you.
In the amount of $13.99. Okay, give me 1 second while I get that process. It should take maybe 2 minutes.
Okay. I found something here at my little area. The confirmation number I had on my notes in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have a confirmation number of cancellation.
Mm-hmm. What's that number?
It's C.
Mm-hmm.
262.
Mm-hmm.
343-844.
Yes, I do have that that number.
And that's then
when
I have.
The, mm-hmm.
And the name that I have beside it is Williams. K. Williams.
Can we go back to that? Yes.
Where are you located at? Mr. Elijah?
I can't give you that information, ma'am.
So, are y'all confirming that I have no, that I have a cancellation of membership?
Well, since she didn't put it in the notes, I'm not able to confirm nor deny. So, I just went on ahead and canceled it because I didn't see, like, she didn't put, he or she didn't put anything in the notes.
So, this cancellation number wasn't actual?
Well, it's a number that we have, but she didn't, like, put it in the notes stating that you wanted to cancel it.
So, are you doing so?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, ma'am, so I just processed that refund successfully, and it should be in your account in 3 to 5 business days. And I also got a cancellation on, like, the whole account, so you won't be getting billed in the future.
Okay, can I have that cancellation number?
Yes, it's C as in Cal,
263-205-987. All right. I thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.